Welcome to another edition of CNC World Podcast by Republic Commando 401, CNC World staff and host for the podcast series. First off, I would like to thank you for your patience, as I was overseas for the past 3 weeks. And as usual, there's going to be lots of news, including mods, maps and more to cover the last 3 weeks. First off, I would like to mention the ROTD 2.8.5A release of Return of the Dawn, created by Tor, Beta Commander. This update fixes a number of stability issues that some may have experienced, makes a number of gameplay balance changes, as well as adding a new Soul Survivor map, Jurassic Island. If you've downloaded the mod already, then you just need to apply this amazing patch. If not, the full download can be downloaded from ModDB. Next up is CNC Net 2 Open Beta. It has been released. The version 2 of CNC Net has been entered into the Open Beta stage. This means that you can help test a new online tool for playing Tiberium Dawn, Red Alert 1 and Tiberium Sun online. CNC Net works exactly like Hamachi, as it allows you to play network games over the internet. It uses peer-to-peer technology to connect games on CNCNet together. For games to be smooth, we recommend that you play with players on your own continent. But if you don't mind some lag, a European player can play with a US player. Apart from this, I would also like to announce CNCNZ's new banner. As you know, the game has been over, and the new banner now consists of the classic CNC icon. The banner is renamed to CNC Veteran. Well, that's all the podcast I have for today. Stay tuned every day at CNC World for more podcasts, because every day is Community Day. This is Republic Commando 401 signing off.